time now for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome, and so far I haven't hit the wrong buttons.
Whoop, whoop.
It's first. I've been here for a while, so I got everything prepped. Do apologize in advance. I'm still a little hoarse from the whatever type of a sinus infection I have or whatever it may be, but my voice is better than it has been. But it's nothing that we've been yelling on radio. It's more just about it, just a little sinus infection.
Well, that's not to say we won't do that tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I may not lose my voice, but I mean, I'll still sound a little bit hoarse.
Right.
But that being said, we're here. We're going to talk about the tournament that has already started. The tournament that is starting as we speak. And the tournaments that concluded last week. So we're going to kick it off with the
girls.
14th region and 56th district girls first. We'll start with 56th.
There you go. So we'll start with the 56th. That was here at Powell County. The girls played on February the 26th. In game number one, it was Owsley County defeating Lee County. 81-45 was the final in that match. Or that game, excuse me. And then in game number two, it was Estill County over Powell County, 42-28. In the Owsley County-Lee County game, no surprises really there as far as Owsley County. The cream of the crop in the district in some respects as far as being consistent over the last 4 to 5 years. Lee County is kind of down just a little bit, but Owsley County, again, just kind of proved they didn't go very deep in their bench, only about 6 or 7 players for Owsley County. But again, they advanced to the finals. And then for the Lady Pirates and Estill County game number two, Estill County again won 42-28. The Lady Pirates struggled in the second half, David. They trailed 27-21 at the half. Could have been 24-21. A three-pointer was made by Caitlin Worley, just an eighth grader. Made a three-point shot at the end, a bank shot no less, to end the half. That put them up 6. And then in the second half for the Lady Pirates, only scored 15 points, or no, excuse me, 7 points. 15 was scored by Estill County. So low scoring in the second half. Pirates 2 points in the third quarter, 5 points in the fourth quarter. Just really just couldn't make a basket. And Estill did just enough, especially in the fourth quarter. They led by 7 at the end of the third, and then outscored them by 6 in the fourth quarter, again, for that 14-point margin. But still, the 3 at the half was a big point, and then Powell just really couldn't necessarily score to keep it close going in the second half.
You know, we got really not a lot out of Trinity. She hit the first shot of the game, and that was it for her for scoring. And again, this isn't a knock on the players. It's just kind of the way it happened. And I'll get into, I think why in a moment, but I just think this game was it should have been a game where we know what you're going to do to us. And Powell County, for whatever reason, and this is maybe not a knock, but it's just an observation, we stuck with the same game plan over and over and over. And it's a game plan that really didn't work a lot anyway. And it's Makaira driving the basketball, bouncing off people, which – Estill County's defense was, and let me say it this way in the nicest sort of way, not to insult anyone. Estill's defense is far better than what I thought it would be, but their offense is lacking more than I thought it would be. So they've improved their game defensively over a pretty good defensive team to a really good defensive team, but their offensive game is fairly woeful. I'm talking about the engineers, and that's not a knock. It's just they're going to stay in the game now because of their defense. We'll talk about more about them in a moment. But for Powell County to not understand, arguably one of the better defenders in girls basketball now, Sarah Baker for Estill County, and then you go down low and you face Haley Angel, there's not many baskets going to be scored over top of those two.
Correct. And the Lady Pirates had opportunities, though.
With other players.
Open opportunities, though, that were missed. Even if it was down low, where Makaira would drive, dish it off, and then the Lady Pirates down underneath, missing those layups, basically.
And I think that's what Estill County was banking on. We're going to stop Makaira. We're shutting down Trinity. We're slowing down Makaira. And let the others try to beat us. And the others include Ella Napier, Zaylee Strange, and
Emily Reed, Jessely Sanders.
Well, Jessely did what she did.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
And other senior.
Amelia Cook.
You had to bank on those four players not doing much. And it's kind of what happened. And I'm not knocking those four. They have been in those situations really all year. Where they really need them to score. We've talked about it all year. We needed them to score, but they really haven't had to. So I think Makaira trying to go to draw fouls in a game where this year the officials weren't calling it. And we just kept going back to that same well, and that well was fairly dry.
If you take out Jess Lee Centers, who basically finished with her season average more or less, she finished with 7 points. If you take her out of the equation, the Lady Pirates, with six players that played in the game, they scored 8 points from those six players, five of those being from Trinity.
Okay, so she had two free throws, right?
No, she hit a two-point basket in the third quarter.
So my apologies. I thought she only had the three.
And then Zaylee Strange hit a three in the second quarter, but still, out of those players, you don't get the production that you needed, and we talked about that throughout the season. Someone else needed to step up, and times they didn't step up offensively. I'm not saying defensively they didn't hang
in
there,
but
offensively.
You didn't even get to the 15 mark all your other players.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
That is just poor offense. But I won't go there to say Powell County is a poor offensive team. I'm just saying that Estill County's defense was that good. At least on that night. I just think that we were overmatched by their defense. Plain and simple. Between, like I said, and I'm not leaving out players on purpose for Estill County, but those two really, Angel and Baker, really stand out to me. I know the speed and quickness up top with the point guard was. I don't forget her name.
Ava Hale?
No.
Skinner. Kadara Skinner?
I knew.
Callie Snowden.
Callie Snowden. Her speed and her quickness and her, I think, fallibility, whether or not she didn't get called on some that she was guilty of, they didn't call it, but she plays very physical. And I think her play at the point was very crucial in that game as well. Now, she didn't do a lot of scoring for them, but that's not her job either.
But on one hand, all five of their starters did score.
Yes. And they obviously didn't score a lot because they still only scored 42.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
But it was 14 more than they needed, right?
That's correct. And it's unfortunate that I almost felt like as well that the Lady Pirates, again, as much as I hate to harp on one play, that three-pointer going in at the half switched the momentum to Estill and extended a three-point lead to six. But, and when the Lady Pirates came out in the second half, they had open opportunities down underneath, miss. Estill, even though they didn't score a lot.
It was 3-2.
Yeah. Before we got down to like a minute left or something, again in that particular quarter, it was 4-2.
4-2, sorry.
Scoring, but still nobody was necessarily scoring. No. But I felt like Powell played probably better defense. It's not so much that Estill missed shots.
Estill will miss shots though.
They will, but we missed more crucial baskets, especially down underneath, that we didn't convert. That had we been
we
able
missed
to
more bunnies
flip,
than they did.
Because I felt like had we been able to make those shots, I believe that now the momentum changes. The Lady Pirates are gaining confidence now, right? Because now we fought, and they were better second half throughout the season in some respects as well.
I don't even think it's maybe the Lady Pirates are gaining confidence as Lady Engineers. Oops, here we go.
That could be true,
you
too.
You may get
sure.
a combination yeah. what you need. Cause, I just think that going into that game, I felt if we didn't change our offensive scheme, that we're going to get throttled defensively. Because that's just who Estill has become at the girls' team. And I'm not knocking it. You win districts and regions with your defense. That's why Owsley County wins. They're very underrated when it comes to their defense. And we'll talk about that when we get the championship game. But, yeah, the Pirates were just outmatched and defensively. I just think – and I think the one player, Sarah Baker, I don't know. She just changed the look. She's about, 6 foot? Her wingspan is almost like 7 foot. She's a lot of arms, a lot of legs. She's long. She can really change what you do. And then when she drops you off, you got to go up against Angel and Snow that's reaching and knocking down. So she's handing you off to other people that are just as strong and physical. I'm telling you, it was a – unless we can knock down some 15-footers, it's going to be a difficult time to score the basketball.
Yeah, and with Sarah, too, I felt like that with her, especially in the second half, probably more importantly in the fourth quarter – she stepped up her game offensively and defensively, and we didn't have an answer for her.
But if you remember, I don't know if you watched the game over at Estill or not, the game here, she got tired in the fourth quarter. That she was worn down because she tried to handle Makaira 100% of the time.
Right.
They've adjusted. She didn't have Makaira like she did the first game, the second game. And she had her even, not less, but she kind of covered her even less in the championship game. So they made adjustments to what we did because we played them close over there.
Yes. Should have had four-point game, had a chance to win.
Yes, so they made more adjustments than we did. You got to give them credit for that. So, yeah. And you can get mad at me if you want to if you're a Pirate fan. That's the way I see it.
Well, and I agree with you.
And you get down to that last shot that they made at the half. If we have a good possession prior to that,
there's no time on the clock for them to score.
Even
correct.
Get the shot up. So,
and we didn't.
I talked about that stuff when I'm blue in the face, but to me, possessions are huge. And when you get into a scoring game like this one was, every possession is monumental.
Right.
I mean, when you get in the 70s and 80s, okay, you can have possession off. You got a game in the 30s and 40s. There's no possessions off.
Correct, and you have to capitalize, and unfortunately, the late Pirates didn't. Again, give credit to Estill County defense and offense, for that matter, especially in the fourth quarter. They outscored Lady Pirates 11-2, or 11-4. Excuse me. We still couldn't even hit a basket.
No, but again, they won the game based on their defense, and I'm going to give it to them at that. And then the first game was just what it was, the Owsley Lee game. Owsley's just better.
Yeah.
And then the championship game – surprised me a little bit, Ken.
42-32, Owsley County ended up winning.
Estill made Owsley play ugly.
They did for the longest stretch. It really wasn't until the fourth quarter with about 2 minutes to go
tide
kind of changed. Yeah.
Their defense. I mean, you talk about the strength of Sarah against us. Look how good she was against Owsley. I mean, she wasn't good defensively one game. She was good defensively in both and setting everything up. And then the other players kind of fill in. And I'm telling you, when you're filling in with Haley Angel and Callie Snowden and the other guys, that's a load. So one player can break you defensively if I'm giving up scoring. But when you got three really good defenders, high school basketball, three really good defenders and two that are just alive makes it tough.
Well, with a certain skill set as right?
You can't teach what Sarah has, which is the length.
You can't.
You can't teach the strength of Haley Angel. And then Callie's just going to be – she's just a fighter. You'd probably put her out here on the street and she'd get in a fight with somebody because that's the way she plays. I'm not saying she's like that, but that's the way she plays the game.
That aggressive style.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And, again, give them credit. Estill County, again, they had their opportunities against the Owsley County Lady Owls in the championship.
Yes, they
couple,
did.
Couple of turnovers, missed opportunities, and then Owsley was able to score and slowly push that lead out.
I just think that Estill is unable just to hit the big shots when they need to against Owsley.
Again, true.
Owsley's defense is, again, I think it's underrated. One of the best team defenses around. And I'll tell you what, this is going to sound weird. I watched a few of the games last night in the region. We'll talk about it more in a minute. But if Estill plays the ugly game, again, you could possibly see an Owsley-Estill rematch in the finals at Estill come Saturday.
You very well could.
Not
I would
beyond,
agree with that.
Not beyond belief that that could happen, folks.
True.
And I will say that right here because I think those two teams are by far two of the best teams I've seen defensively. Hands down, Owsley's a better offensive team. But both are really good defensive, and Estill will make you play ugly.
And Estill, let's go on and make that transition. How about if we go on and transition to the region at that point?
Let's go.
Because at this point, as far as Estill, you're right, defensively, you know, here they played in their opening game. They ended up defeating Breathitt County 41-35.
Yeah.
So, again, close. Another low-scoring game, but you're limiting possessions, but your defense is right there. We talked about the lack of offensive production at times from the Estill County
Sarah
Lady
Baker,
Engineers.
But Sarah Baker had some big shots for them throughout that game. She was playing her good defense. Even the radio folks were talking about her. But she hit two or three threes. And I think over here, this tournament, she shot more against Owsley than she did us. But I don't think that was I think that was by design. Owsley just grinded out, played defense, stop pal, you win. And that's
right.
Kind of what happened. Against Owsley, they have to hit shots to be able to compete.
True.
So it's just, it is what it is.
So the Lady Engineers did advance, though. Again, they won that opening game against Breathitt County 41-35. They'll face off against Letcher County Central, who defeated Hazard 35-33. So,
and this was last night.
Yeah, yeah, so coming up on Friday, it will be Estill County versus Letcher County Central in the semifinals.
And I will say, too, I watched a little bit of that second game, and Hazard made Letcher play really ugly. I mean, you're talking almost both runners up, pulled off wins.
Yeah.
Came an ace, maybe a couple calls difference. Hazard, your winner in that bottom bracket. That was an upset, or would have been a big upset. The Estill over Breathitt, I don't think it was not an upset to me. You know, Breathitt's got a couple players down. They've been a little rattled with a little injury. But Estill, again, took the ugly game and just, you know, they just kind of did what they wanted to do. On Monday night, Owsley County pulled out a 16-point win over arguably, I would say they're the favorite because Letcher knocked them off in the district play, but one of the better teams in Knox County Central. Letcher did win the district 50-48, but that was pretty much the same all season with those two.
Right.
It was like 2-3-point games. So I really think Owsley would have been the favorite over anybody in the 53rd. But now you got to go play Perry Central. Perry Central knocked off Wolf County in fairly easy fashion at 29-73-44. That was a nightcap on Monday night. So, Owsley versus Perry, semifinals. And then you got Estill versus Letcher, semifinals. Those games will be played on Friday night at Estill County High School. I'm telling you, it's really 56 district fans should be proud. We got two in the finals or the semifinals and could have two in the finals.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's definitely possible. I will say this, too, as far as the Owsley-Perry Central, they split during the regular season.
Yes, they did.
So, you know,
but
that's...
Owsley won the last matchup between the two.
Let me look here. I've got it. Yes, correct. They lost at Perry Central,
early.
89-82. Yeah, that was back all the way on December the 19th, so that was way early in the season. And then they ended up winning 67-51. So now you won by 16.
Second time
later
around?
later in the season. So now at this point, obviously you're thinking, give the nod to Owsley just based on their production down the stretch.
They're my favorite to win the region. And if they get back to play Estill again, I just don't think Estill has the firepower to stop all the weapons that Owsley has. It's just that simple.
When you would think that at that point, Coach Travis Smith for Owsley County, he would make some adjustments.
Push the tempo.
Right.
If you can.
Yeah, you're going to have to take advantage of those missed opportunities for Estill offensively and come down and score real quick, get that lead and put them down a good 10 early and then see if, you can hold on.
And anybody can say what I just said, push tempo. If the other team's not letting you and you're not getting what you want, there's really no need to push tempo. Owsley County doesn't like to play fast.
Do not, correct.
They'd rather play possession game.
Slow, methodical.
And where
you for the good shot, yeah.
That's where you're supposed to play basketball, by the way, in my opinion. Tournament time. I'm not talking about, UK can score 110 every game they want to. When it gets down to the NCAA or the SEC tournament, you ain't scoring that many.
Well, again, defense. Defense is key, and Kentucky has not proven defensively that they're capable of stopping people.
So I'm not sure somebody can stop them either, but anyway, just making a point on defense. These tournament games, it's all about defense. So, again, matchups again for Friday night at Estill County. Be Owsley versus Perry. Going to be a huge matchup. A lot of people want to think that may be your championship game played early. Then you got Estill versus Letcher. Letcher has had – how many times have they been the regional championship in the last few years? Did you look that up earlier?
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did. Sorry.
No, I did not. I did boys, but I didn't necessarily.
But I think
girls.
They have been in the regional championship game. Those guys in Knott County have kind of defined the region with those two schools. So in the last few years, they're used to being in that spot. But so are the Owls.
Yeah, and Owsley County, I believe last year was knocked out in the semifinals.
I believe Letcher.
I think it was Letcher. Yeah, I think that it was the case because I know last year they did not get to the finals.
They
were
not
expected in some ways to get to the finals.
It's not a rematch. It's Perry Central, so
right.
Who knows? Anyway.
Well, they're the top two teams in the region.
And
you
can see all the action with the Estill County game on WSKV Friday night. Now, game number one, there's several others who are broadcasting who are doing the entire tournament. I'll let y'all find them. But WSKV broadcasting the second game on Friday. I'm sure you'll hear a recap of game one.
7:45
scheduled start.
Good
luck to Deron Mays and Gary Bolin and the folks up at Owsley County. We're bringing that game somewhere. So if I were tuning in, I'm tuning in to those guys. But they're my buddies up there anyway. But again, that's the wrap-up of the girls. Talk about the boys here in a moment. We'll step away for a couple breaks here on PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
C Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back again. We told you we're going to take a little bit of a lengthy or a longer break there. We're kind of trying to run through this a little bit quicker tonight. Also, due to the game, we'll be going to the Estill folks pregame, but the way it's going right now, we got plenty of time. Just to kind of remind you, the boys tournament is starting tonight. It is Hazard versus, if I could speak, Letcher Central. Hazard, again, the prohibitive favorite, in my opinion, coming in. I said barely leading. I'm not sure what the score is now. It is 13-12, just starting the second quarter. So, folks, you already got a good one going to begin the 14th Region Boys Tournament.
And there's no reason for them not to be the favorite. They come in with a 26-5 record, 21-1 in the region.
But Letcher's got a good record too, right?
Letcher's 16-12, so no, not nearly as good as what you would think.
That was as good as I thought it was.
But again, for the losses for Hazard have been outside the region. Again, 21-1 in regional play, 8-0 in their district.
So what have we said all year though? When tournament time happens, games all change.
They do change. Again, whether it's the pressure, you're the expected to kind of win it all, and now added pressure, maybe not, depending on how the players react.
This is just talk, and a lot of people, you hear it sometimes. You know, Breathitt County is one of the favorites to maybe pull off the win, too. Same bracket with Hazard. And then a lot of people, I've heard this, I don't buy in necessarily, that Powell County has a chance. And if you could beat Perry in round one, we'll talk about the brackets in a minute, if you can win that game round one, anything can happen in rounds two and three. So I'm not saying they're going to win or they're not going to win. At tournament time, anything's possible.
Well, because at this point, there is no tomorrow.
No.
In the district tournament, you just have to win game one.
If you win game one, you're still playing.
Right. Yeah. So therefore, now
after that, lose and –
You're going home. Yeah, your season is over. So we'll see how that happens. But going back to the 56th District Boys Tournament, Powell County ended up defeating Owsley County 81-47 in game one, and then game two, a high scoring game for Estill County, defeated Lee County 101-68.
Close in the first half a little bit, then it kind of pulled away at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much all over. And by the way, on the Lee County side of that, Josh Broadwell. I call him Redshirt also sometimes. He's a buddy. Has stepped down as Lee County head coach already. That has already taken place. And I really want to say this to Josh. You did a great job for what you had. Your heart was in the right place at all times. And you did the best you could. So my hat's off to Josh Broadwell at Lee County.
Yeah, when you don't have the student enrollment.
It's tough.
Right? It's low student enrollment.
And Lee County is the same way, right?
Correct. It's tough. And not only that, but then they had a player leave, went elsewhere, who would have been a benefit.
Well, Lee's player, no, as Owsley's player went to Estes County.
You're right. Yeah, he was at Owsley. But still, he'd have very
difference maker.
Very young team as well, though, as far as Josh, you know, I mean.
He has a couple seniors, and I know they're going to be missed, but you like their guys to step up to programs that you know is going to be a rough stretch. And Josh did really well. I was proud of what he got accomplished.
It's hard to find replacements when you're fighting an uphill battle. And that's what Lee and Owsley.
Well, I think Owsley's going to get there faster than Lee. Owsley will be good next year. Competitive anyway.
But still, from a boys program perspective, obviously Powell and Estill are the upper
teams.
But
you may see a fall off with Estill.
I'm saying in general, historically. So therefore, again, that's why I said you're facing an uphill battle because you're expecting those two teams to be there.
I'll argue that just a touch. Historically, I would give the Owsley and Lee have won. Owsley may have won just as many districts as we have.
Owsley has for sure.
And Lee has won a couple regions. So I tell you, a lot of years pre-Estill, it was more about surviving this district. We didn't get a lot of district wins. We've got better since Estill came in. I don't know why that is. We've been better since 2004. Overall, we've won more districts than probably ever before, but not been as good as what I thought we should have been a lot of those years. That's a whole different story. Go ahead with your recap. I'm getting you off.
Well, so then at that point, again, Powell defeats Owsley. Estill defeats Lee to get to the 56th District Championship. Again, that was held here at Powell County. And then the Pirates won 62-56. At the end of the first quarter, Powell led 16-13. And then they led by four at the half, 32-28. You get to the third quarter, they both scored 12 points, so no change there. Still a four-point lead. And then you get to the fourth quarter, Powell outscores Estill 18-16. But Estill was right there. There could questionable whether or not there should have been a technical called.
At the end of the game?
As far as like slamming the ball down.
I think
it's a good no call. Yeah. And my point being is that had there been a foul on the Powell player, who slammed the ball down?
Technical foul.
100%. But Powell was leading, and Estill had made the foul, and he was doing a celebratory slamming the ball down, like, and it kind of got away from him.
He was excited, not upset.
Correct, yes, and it was no disrespect in that regard as far as, like, to the official.
Have
they
ever called a technical on that before? Yes, they have.
Agreed, yes.
Now, we'll say this real quick. So, a lot of things on Facebook. I'm going to ask you this question. How many timeouts did Powell use?
All five.
But if you go back and watch, I've heard people say there's six.
I know that when they called the timeout.
Our markings, we only had five.
Correct. And we also admitted that when Powell called the one timeout in the fourth quarter.
I had that one timeout, yeah.
At that point, I was like,
the last one.
Powell's only got
but
one
he didn't
more
call
left.
It anymore. But he didn't call the one timeout. That was it.
His final timeout.
We had
timeout.
It the same as what the book had it.
Correct.
Correct.
And we do comparisons throughout the game as far as like you
had
and
the same timeout number as did they. But I have heard some people have went back to watch the video and Powell received an extra timeout. I still think that there was a timeout taken. We thought it was going to be Powell, and it was Estill. I just wonder if maybe somebody else did miss that as well. But I'm just throwing that out there. If it was a sixth foul that we got away with.
Well, then what I would like to do is go back, and I'll actually, you know, now you got me curious. I'm going to go back and watch it because I would like to know how many timeouts were called in the game, because I have it 5 for Powell, 3 for Estill. So if there were 8 timeouts in the game, is what I have. Again, unofficially.
I thought Estill used 4. So they had 2 left at the end?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I have.
Okay. I mean,
I don't have my papers with me, so I don't have You know, I mean, I try to do a job, you know, a good job of keeping up with that.
And you and I try to keep,
you know,
both.
Well, the same thing with fouls.
Right.
Right? You know, you have yours and I have mine. At times, like, we're sitting there looking up on the board and it's like, well, wait a minute. They don't have what
we have. Had there been the last timeout we called, if we don't have any timeouts, we had the lead, but it was only 1 or 2. If you get a technical on that one, they go down and make free throws and get
and
the ball back.
Yeah.
Yes, you could have a different outcome.
Right.
I'm not sure that we used 6. Even though someone that should know has looked back at it and said, I watched it and counted 6. I just don't.
I'm wondering if
I want to see it myself.
Well, I agree, but I'm wondering if all of a sudden I keep up just like you do. We can almost gauge Allen when we think he's going to call a timeout, yeah. Right? And again, we both said when he called that one, like, oh.
Obviously, I've been around Brian long enough to know he's going to call a timeout.
Well,
so,
right. So I'm saying, like, at that point, like, okay, well, why'd he call that one? All right, he called it. He has one left. We're both on the same page with he has one left.
We were always on
right.
the same page.
And I felt like, and I can see now as I'm recalling in my memory that a timeout, but I honestly felt like Estill had called the timeout, potentially the one in question.
Let me ask this question. No, I know they didn't do a quickie timeout, get subs in. They didn't do that at all.
No, no.
But someone I know someone on the Estill County side, because I saw it on Facebook, said that, go back and watch. They watched it 3 times. There were 6 timeouts used by Powell County. I don't know. I haven't back to watch.
Well, again, did they point in the wrong direction? Or I don't, like, that's why, again, I'm going to have
know,
to go back and look at
that's why I was asking
it.
You. I thought you and I had it the same.
And sometimes we don't.
Sometimes we don't.
Yeah, sometimes we don't have
but,
it the same.
But I thought we, at that time, had that the fouls or the timeouts the same. But
well,
anyway,
then I'd be curious to know what
It was an interesting argument that I saw on Facebook. And granted, had we used 6 and it get caught, the official book is what you go by. So we had 5 in the official book. The Estill County book had it 6. And you have to go by the official book. So if you miss one.
But what's the comparison between the two extra books, not the official book, right?
No, they're an extra. They're.
Are there 3 books?
There's just 2. Well, sometimes there are. But the home book in any game is the official book.
I would almost like
if there's only 2 books, home book is still the official book.
Well, I'd like to have that conversation with Danny and William from the Estill County
yeah,
Sports Network.
Yeah, be a good idea. Tonight, we could go ask them.
I mean, they're going to be as honest as we're going to be.
Well, yeah,
again,
I mean,
based on my perspective and my viewing, that's what I thought.
We would have heard William and Danny on the other end of the
They would have said something.
Booth.
I feel like they would have said
they didn't
something.
Even ask, did they?
No, they didn't.
Because normally they would have, what do you have your time at y'all got them with?
Correct. Right? After the end of the game.
We have,
right.
We have
yeah.
those conversations
we
with
do,
those guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't ask either. So, I'm just.
Yeah, I'd be curious to
I'm
know.
Still thinking somebody pulling the wrong way.
And again, even going back to should the technical have been called or
I
not.
I still think no.
I don't think so, again, because Powell had gotten the ball. A foul was called against Estill.
let's say this.
You know.
Argument. For argument's sake. If we call the technical foul, Powell goes down and still makes the 2 free throws. It's a 3-point game. They get 2 free throws. Make them both. It's a 1-point game. They're going to get a shot up. Whether it's a good shot or not, I don't know. They'll still get a shot up. My point would be they're going to have to make a miracle shot to get the win. Even if, but they would have that opportunity. Won't ever say that. And I know if you're an Estill County fan and you listen to Ken and I right now, and we're saying I wouldn't call the technical foul, I don't know what I would say had an Estill County player done that and they've been ahead. I don't think I would have said anything about the excited player.
I would have said I don't think it should have been called. Same scenario, different uniform.
But I did hear William on the other end say, I think that should have been a technical. By the intent of the rule? No.
You know.
But by the rule, yes.
Correct.
Intent of the rule, if you're in anger of the call, so be it. But in the spirit of the game, there was no ill intent meant by that at all. If you wanted to maybe team up for taunting, maybe. I could see that reach. Like I said, I would have had no problem if a technical had been called.
Agreed.
No problem. I'll say it that way. I don't think it should have been.
Agreed.
I would have totally understood had it been.
I agree with that. Regardless of who it is, I would like to think the people that listen to us realize that, yeah, are we Pirate fans? 100%. But at the same time, I would like to think that we are fair and objective enough, no matter if it's a travel call, a turnover, or whatever else, that we're going to call it the way we see it.
They have even said, ooh.
Yeah, sure.
It could be a technical foul for that.
Yeah.
So we saw the game. We did watch it too.
Right.
So I just think.
I hate the fact that the controversy taints.
Hey, listen.
The outcome of the game like that.
This is high school basketball. In Eastern Kentucky. And trust me.
The games have been tainted for decades. And I'm not saying there was anything against these officials. I feel like the officiating this year has probably been among the best in a good while. I really feel like it's been very solid.
I think the 14th region officiating has improved more this season than at any other time I've seen it in history.
I would agree.
Because I think we stopped calling the silly stuff inside against the straight up and down player. I just don't reward the offensive guy for that.
Yeah.
We stopped, and I think it's better. Hands reaching, I get it, but they're all letting them play more. I think the officials have done a much better job, and kudos to those in charge.
But I will say this as well. One play does not dictate a game.
Oh, it can't.
But it doesn't.
Oh. I understand what you're saying.
There were mistakes made by both teams early on in the first quarter.
I get what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying, but you can't, you could sit there and say, well, so-and-so missed a layup. Well, that cost them the game. Well,
I won't ever say that. But if you could – I've been on the losing end.
Sure.
Of officials dictating the game. As a coach, I've never been on the winning end. Or at least I have felt a lot. Not like
I don't feel like that the officials in this particular instance dictated outcome.
I don't think they did either. Like I said, even if they call the technical, it's going to take a miracle shot. They'll get the win. I'm not saying that can't happen or anything else.
But it
would have been possible. The way it turned out, it was not possible. But it would have been possible to do that. Now, I totally get if you're on the losing side of that. I totally get it. Brian Hall, Ricky Joe, Michael, the entire staff was upset over no technical called. He was right in front of their bench. I get the perspective. But they want a call right there. They got to have a call.
But going back, I would like to see where the officials were and what they saw. Because the whistle
that
was
didn't
already
make it was right there watching. He came in. The problem was
because the official that made the call was already going towards the scorer's table, and his back would have been
his hand was up to call the technical.
Okay.
His hand. I saw he came an ace. Of teeing it up. I think in his head he thought, okay, it's the offensive player that's excited. I'm not calling the tee.
Right.
I think he thought through it before making the call, but his hand went straight up when the ball hit the floor.
Okay, I'd have to go back.
Yeah, he was getting ready. I thought, and I think that's what the coaching staff saw.
Well, I know he was walking towards the scorer's table, but I didn't know that
he was that close to calling.
Okay.
But I do think he let his conscience be the guide. That's not a play you want to change the game. Even going back into the half, we commit the foul, right? And I thought it was a foul, it was a good call. If you go back and look at the tape, there was no contact. So,
and that's what I mean by one. Again, we could
we could talked pick about that and, one last play, but that's a huge call, right?
But we could still pick and pick and pick throughout the entire game. This little play,
end of the game.
And it's
always the end.
But it shouldn't be, and that's my point.
Well,
again, you can't let that one play of a non-call affect the outcome from a
– No, but I'll say this. The games where I've been involved in have been on the losing end of a hosing, if you will. and I'll say it politely because our team was – We had a team beat in the first round of the district tournament, and the officials admitted wrongdoing. I'm not saying this was something I speculated. This was something that I know happened because they admitted it after the fact. And actually, the referees received a 2-year suspension from calling the game in Kentucky. He continued to call in Tennessee, but he was suspended for 2 years in Kentucky.
Right.
And admittedly took money. So I'm not speculating. I know what happened. So when you're on that losing end, and it's not always calls at the end of the game. It's like calls throughout the game to get you to that point.
Correct.
It just depends on how the flow is going to where they can do that.
Okay, so then if you're saying that the foul was called but there was no contact, well, then who benefited from that? Again,
no, I mean, from our point of view, there could have been contact, right?
Correct, yes.
But if you go back and look at the tape, probably from someone else's camera angle, you may not see contact. I don't know how, if you're looking at our cameras, how you could say there's no contact. Because we're kind of sitting from where our cameras were. And our cameras would show what we visibly saw, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I thought the official made that call. It was probably the right call.
Well, who are we to question whether or not they're going to make any call at any given time?
Exactly. So that's what
they're
going
to do what they want to do, and we have no say in
that. No, but that's what I'm saying. I think that the technical foul, I think he made the right call. Just like I thought he made the right call at the three-pointer at the half. You know, I don't think officials want to be the deciding factors of games, and they probably shouldn't be. But if a violation is done, someone needs to –
But I think from his perspective, pure speculation on my part, again, he looked back, it's the team who's leading and the team who's going down to shoot free throws, so therefore why would that kid be mad and slamming the ball down?
No, I totally think
right?
everybody
so therefore,
that went through his
from head. A rational point of view, it's like, there's no intent there or anything. And really, the ball just got away from him. But we could go back and say the same thing with Kentucky,
He was excited.
Right? But the same thing happened to Kentucky, right? He slammed the ball, and Kentucky was winning, and he was celebrating.
A few years ago, Kentucky got a technical for that, right?
They did, and lost the game based on that. I mean, so again, I understand where people are coming from, but that one play – Again, you could go back
By
and look at this.
Did not cost the game.
Correct.
But, again, it was a heck of a game.
Oh, it was a good game.
Heck of a game. I was just really proud of our Pirates. And I was proud of the engineers as well. And I will say it this way. The 56th boys, in my opinion, have got two teams that can go win games.
Oh, just like the girls, girls have proven, right?
In the
opening round.
Who cares about last week? Go play this week.
Yeah.
Estill County they probably got a better draw than Powell got.
I would agree. I feel that way anyway.
Therefore, go get you the victory tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be out there cheering for you for tonight because I'll cheer for my district in most cases.
Depends on the game, right? It depends on who they're playing again. I mean, not necessarily being a fan of Breathitt County. And again, Estill's representing the 56th.
I don't know the folks of Breathitt, so I'm not going to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, go on and knock them off in advance and then see what happens from there.
Makes us look better.
That it does. You're exactly right.
I haven't worn us out. We're going to go ahead and take a break now. We'll recap the other districts and talk about the regional tournament going on as we speak. I'll give you a score update in a moment.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Denniston, the new owner of Stanton Ace Hardware. At Ace, we are known for being the helpful place, and we pride ourselves in accomplishing that goal each day with each customer. We're focused on bringing a new selection of great products with you in mind, including quality knives like Case Knives, built with integrity for people of integrity. Steel chainsaws, trimmers, and lawnmowers. That's right, I said lawnmowers. And simply the best, Skag Power equipment. Shop local, save money, and get quality products from people who love this community. We are Stanton Ace Hardware, supporting the broadcast of our Powell County Pirates.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
All right, folks. The 14th Region Boys Tournament has started here at Powell County High School. It is the Hazard Bulldogs against Ledger Central. And it is 24-17, third quarter action has just begun. Typical Al Holland basketball at Hazard. Low scoring, in control, best of shots, 24-17 as we speak.
I mean, that's what gets you there. And Hazard ended up
handing out three by Ledger, 24-20.
There you go. So Hazard won the 54th, defeating Perry County Central 44-37. And then Letcher County Central lost to Knott County Central 70-67 in the 53rd to set up that draw and that particular game and game number one. Game number two will have Breathitt County against Estill County. Breathitt County defeated Wolf 80-72 in the 54th district. And then, as we just talked about, Powell defeated Estill County 62-56.
And you better get down to the high school and watch this one, folks, because it is 24-23. We got a ball game, folks.
In the third.
We'll be there in the fourth.
And then, so those games are tonight. 6-1 currently going on the Hazard Letcher Central. And then game two, Breathitt County, Estill County. And then tomorrow night, it'll be Knott County Central. Again, the winners of the 53rd facing off against Wolf County, the runner-up in the 55th. And game number one, 6 o'clock scheduled start. And then in game number two, it'll be the Powell County Pirates versus the Perry County Central Commodores. Perry Central was the runner-up in the 54th, having lost to Hazard. And then Powell, again, the winners of the 56th, defeated Estill. That will be game number two. David and I will have that broadcast for you. And then tonight in game number two, Breathitt versus Estill, will be the Estill County Sports Network.
I would William assume Hardy, Danny.
William Hardy and Danny Wood.
I would assume those two will be in the hot seats. They're in our seats tonight. They got to move to the good side.
That they do. Again, it's an exciting time. Should be good games. And I was going back and we'll talk about this even tomorrow. But so I was going back looking at the 14th region champions starting last year. Breathitt County won last year. In 22, it was Perry County Central. 21, it was not County Central. In 2020, it was Hazard, but there was no state tournament that year. And then in 2019, Perry County Central. 2018, Estill County. 2017, Perry County Central. 2016, Buckhorn. And then from 2015 to 2012,
Not County Central.
was dominating. Yes, that they were. Yeah. But on one hand, when you kind of look at it, though, it's been very diverse, yeah. Right? You know, we've had different teams that have kind of stepped in.
You've had a couple regions really dominate, but you've had your sporadic Buckhorn.
Yeah.
Or Buckhorn and Estill in there thrown in.
And Breathitt as well.
Yeah. Now, Breathitt has had quality teams.
Because other than that, basically, it's been the Perry Central and the Knott County Central, that have dominated. Hazard. Again, Hazard came in the 1 year, you know, but still.
Well, again, you probably got one of the best coaches in the 14th region's history under Al Holland right now. And I mean, you know, the region goes through Al, in my opinion. But, again, he could drop game one tonight against Letcher Central. Who knows? Again, this is why you play the games, folks. This is why it's so much fun to watch high school basketball games where you think Hazard wins this game by at least 10. They were up 7 about a minute and a half into this game, or into this quarter, and now it's within 1. Fun
to watch. Well, again, exciting time. And then coming up on Friday, is that right? Friday? Yeah.
Friday, the girls.
Friday, the girls. That will be the semifinals that will have Perry Central and Owsley County in game one, and then it will have Estill County and Letcher. Is that right? Did I have that right?
Girls?
Yeah.
You said Estill, Letcher? Yes.
Yeah, okay. And that will be game number two. Again, that will be on WSKV as well. And then while we have an opportunity coming up, the Powell County Bass Team is having a fish fry fundraiser coming up on Saturday, March the 16th. So next weekend at the Powell County High School Cafeteria from 5 to 7 p.m., you can purchase tickets by contacting Julie Clark at the central office, 663-3300. You can message them. They have a Facebook page, the Powell County Bass Team. They're going to have fried fish, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, hush puppies, dessert, water or pop. Meal tickets are $12.50. You can buy 4 meals for $45, a $5 savings. They can be purchased at the door as well. At the door, it will be $15. So if you buy in advance, it's $12.50. At the door, $15. You can have your ticket. You must have your ticket, at the time of pickup. Meal pickup will be at the cafeteria if you want to do carry out, or you can do in-person seating as well. All proceeds will go towards supporting the Powell County Bass Team, as they will be going to the 2024 World Finals at Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina.
And good luck.
And their first tournament is coming up this Saturday.
Whew, we're already there. Yeah, it's springtime. Is tournament time? The other round ball, softball and baseball.
Next week. Yeah, starts next week.
Next week. Monday,
and I believe the boys play Tuesday.
We play Tuesday.
Well, then the boys play Monday. Now you're going to make me question
that. I know. We play Tuesday.
Well, then I'm going to have to look now.
That being said.
No, the girls play Tuesday. The boys play Wednesday.
If the Pirates pull out this regional championship game, the Lady Pirates will not be playing Tuesday. I'll still be celebrating.
Okay.
And I don't even drink. But I'll be pumped up again.
Right? Yeah. You're drinking an L.A. or something,
I'm glad we're getting to host this thing, but we don't get to practice inside. I don't care if we practice or not, because I don't care if we win or not, but we don't have any practice. So will we play or not on that Tuesday? Doesn't bother me. But as soon as this gym gets taken down, Frank and I are going to work.
especially with the way that the weather has been here lately.
Well, this week, we had one good day. We were inside.
That'll be right around the corner again. That starts next week. Next Tuesday and Wednesday.
We're not even finished up the tournament and we're starting.
Yep, right. And real quick, I'm not even sure what our schedule will be. I'm not sure what our schedule will be going forward in that regard as far as coverage. We'll get around to playing are playing. Well, we'll get around to broadcasting the games, but at the same time, I'm not quite sure when we're officially starting.
It may be April coverage. Where you start.
We'll see.
After spring break.
I have to talk to the boss man. And talk to the boss man and figure out what his plan is, because usually with those, where NFHS is not an operable camera, we usually do those Facebook Live, and needless to say, that's a lot more detail, so it'll be up to him. But
again, reminder, we'll play tomorrow, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock approximately, maybe 7:45, but anyway, 30 minutes after the first game, same as tonight, Estill County will play 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game that's on, 2:21 to go in the third, Hazard now leading by 7, 32-25. So the gym looks packed, the video I'm watching. So if you want to see it, get out there. So, again, thank you to all of our sponsors. Appreciate you greatly. And if you see anybody working the tournament, give them a big thank you, because I tell you what, this tournament is a lot going on. And if you're going to the game tomorrow, don't forget, the girls in-game region cheerleading is going on. So please support your Powell County Pirate cheerleaders tomorrow during their routines throughout the game.
8 o'clock.
Make as much noise as you can. Thanks for listening here at PCSN Live. See you next week.
Go Pirates.
For joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Stanton Tourism.